Okay, good morning, everybody. So we finished Hilchos Nida, Bezer Hashem, last Thursday with Siman Reish. I just thought, as I mentioned, I'll spend a couple of shiurim today and tomorrow going over some general rules relating to mikveh. A lot of sefer, we're not going to go through everything in the Shulchan Aruch. I'm not even necessarily going to look at every detail of every marmokum here. But just to give you an overview so you're familiar a little bit with mikvahs, because it's a good postscript to Hilchos Nida. So we mentioned actually a couple of these points earlier. The point of departure is a pasuk in Parsha Shmini, Pasuk Source 1. It says, this is the end of Parsha Shmini, last week's sefer, the previous sefer, which describes, as we know, all the different species, what's kosher, what's not kosher, and so on, in terms of being able to eat, and also in terms of what's metame. Okay, that's at the end of Parsha Shmini in Perek Yudalev. So it says, Ach Mayan, Mayan means an underground spring, and Bor Mikveh Mayan is a pit which has water gathered into it. It's not from an underground spring, water came into it. Yeh Tahor. Such a thing is Tahor. Now, Rashi explains right away in the name of Chazal, that there are really two things that are implied by that phrase, Ach Mayan, Bor Mikveh Mayan, Yeh Tahor. One is that the water is, that water is not Mekabel Tumah. Food and, Machlo mashke, food and drink can become, ochro mashke can become tome. Okay, so here that says, however, ach mayan, ubor mikve mayim, says Rashi, mechubarim lekarka, not water, it's in a pitcher and a glass, but it's a mechubarim lekarka, a mekabel tumim. That's number one. That's what it means, yet poor. They're not mekabel tumim. All right, we're not that interested in that aspect of it because we're not having the laws of tumim tara. But as Rashi continues, v'yesh od, about yesh lechalumod, Yeah, Torah, Tovlo. Not only these things don't become the bor, mikveh mayim, the water inside doesn't become tameh, but it has the power, the capacity to make something or someone who was tameh tohor, the proper circumstance. That's what it means. Yeah, Torah, that it can make the Yeah, Torah, Tovlo, someone who immerses in these waters can become tohor from his tumah. Okay? And then it mentions a side point, when Ogeb and also Yitmah, the second half of the pasuk, what's it got to do? Rashi explains, "I feel betoch mayon ubor v'nogeh b'nos on yitzvah." Let's say a person is inside the mikveh and he touches one of the creatures, one of the dead carcass of a creature that would make you tamei. So you might think, "Well, kavachomer, I'm sure I won't become tamei because if the water can prevent, can if the water can make me tar when I'm tamei, it can prevent me from becoming tamei in the first place." First, going to have such a happening, right? If these waters have the capacity to make someone who's tamei tar, then perhaps it has the capacity to prevent you becoming tummy in the first place. A kavachomer, not true. That's why I said, and again, it was a mitzvah. Okay, so anyway, just defining, so we know what a mayan is. A mayan is an water, which, it's fed from the ground, spring water, and so on. Bor mikveh mayim, that goes all the way back to Parshas Bereishis, right? Perek Aleph, second day of Bria Solo. It says in Source 3, Yikavu HaMayim, same word, mikveh, right? Yikavu HaMayim. The place where the water gathered is called Yamim, etc. Okay? All right. This is the defining where the word mikveh comes from. It's a word from the Chumash. Okay? It means a place where water was gathered. Anyway, Rashi mentioned this point that the mikveh has the capacity to make someone else something was tamei tahor. And that's based on a Gemara Pesachim Daf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph 4. Toshma Achmana Bor Mikveh Mayim Yeh Tor. That pasuk Mayim Yeh Tor Mitumaso. It has the capacity to make something which was tameh now become tahor. And Rashi explains there Pesachim Tes Zayin Amud Aleph Source 5. Yeh Tor Mitumaso. Hachi Kamar Im Yovo HaTameh Im Yovo HaTameh B'Mayim Bor Mikveh Mayim. If the person is tameh immerses either in the Mayan or the Bor Mikveh Mayim, then we call the mikveh for short Yeh Tor. Oh, the Tovah, right? Because he went in there. Now, important, Hashu'uvim the water which was gathered, let's say you have water in a, I don't know, you build a swimming pool, you have a big tub outside the water, whatever, outside the ground, it's not built into the ground. And that also has water gathered, and that's no good. That's called Mayim Shuvim. We'll come to that, right? Shuvim is water which was gathered also. Shuvim was poured from something else, right? So let's say just have an above ground swimming pool. That's a further discussion about a dug in swimming pool, an above ground swimming pool. Okay, kiddie pool, whatever. One of those big things. Or some sort of tub, The old days, when you didn't have indoor plumbing, you've probably seen pictures of a guy taking a bath in one of these tubs outside. You just push it back, all that. Right? That's called mayim shumim. That's water which is poured from somewhere else. That's not acceptable for tara tumah, tara purpose, for being someone making somebody tara. Okay. All right. As a side point, I quoted from the Sham Sofer Chelik Haradei and his Chumas. Chelik Haradei is in Bereishu Gimel, just to explain why this or how this works. So the Sham Sofer writes, so six. Reisi mekadmon echa v'shachachti mekomo kais. Okay. I saw somebody, an earlier authority, say it. I don't remember where I saw it. Sham Sofer admits. He saw this somewhere. He doesn't remember who said it, but he said it's misvara. It's a svara. Okay. The eich omar achmon yichat zor mayim. How mayim is tamei at olvehem. Wait a second. How can immersing in the water make you tar? If you're a tamei and you step into the water, you're just metame the water, right? Because of metame is tovo. So the water now, you come into the water, became tar, you're metame the water. Now the water make you tamei again, right? That's a cycle. But how does it work exactly? That's a question. Because if this was the case, this is like a chuka tvei paraduma. Okay, it's a, you know, it's a choki more than a taraduma. She yitara tovi tamei amayim. Isn't that weird? If that's true, okay, the person who immerses in the mikveh, he becomes tor and the water becomes tamei. That's like the paraduma, right? The person who sprinkles the mazeh man, he becomes tamei, right? The person who sprinkles it, the person who was tamei mace, and he gets sprinkled with the paraduma water, is named so paraduma, he becomes tahor, but the guy who does it becomes tamei. That's why it's called a chok. So some sofer says an even bigger chok, okay? Because the water, the guy goes into the water, but he becomes tahor, but the water becomes tamei. It's not chosen the tamei, it's bigger. All right, anyway, so he says, rather, he says, karka cross smach svar chitzon shiichas mayim she'en misvam. No, the whole idea that this water, that's why we have to say that the water in these situations can't become tamei. That's the first definition of the phrase. Look back in one, in the beginning of Rashi in two. Achmana bar mikveh mam yetar, right? Says Rashi, mechubar lekarka ein mekabel tumah. No, this water can't be mekabel tumah. That's why it has the capacity to be metayer. Otherwise, if it can be mekabel tumah, it'll be strange. It can be metayer. It'll be a bigger chok than a paraduma, right? That's the Sham Sofer point. Okay, so all right, that's what he says, that that's all built on a culture, you know, all right, in certain conditions that you met, okay, whatever it is, and that's where Hilchos Mikvah is built on. All right, side point. Right, anyway, let's talk a little bit about the issue of mikveh and mayim. So there is what's the difference? Is there a practical halachic difference between a mayim being tovel and a mayim and tovel and a mikveh? So the answer is yes, two things. Okay, one, the Mishnah in Mikvah's Park, Aleph Mishnah Zion. Lamala Mehen, there's a whole list, you know, certain types of tumor require more of a process to the tumor to be eliminated for Tara to go into effect. That's what means Lamala, next level. We don't go into that detail now. But mikveh, sheyesh ba arboim saw. A mikveh has to have 40 saw, it's a couple hundred gallons of water in it for it to work. Shebo tovu matbil. Okay, that's a mikveh. Talking there, by the way, in that mission about Tvilas Kalim, not our Tvilas Kalim. You buy a new Caleb, but Tzvilas Caleb, Caleb that became Tommy. But Caleb become Tommy too. So the subject there is not our Tzvilas Caleb when you have to buy, you buy a new or used, whatever. You buy any type of cleat from a goy, so you have to be covered with a mikveh. We call Tzvilas Caleb today, but the Tommy there, Tzvilas Caleb from Tumah. Okay, anyway, so it refers to a mikveh as Arboim Saw. Okay, well, Mahalan Mayan, Shemaim of Mu'otin. A Mayan can have less water. A Mayan doesn't need 40 saw for the Tara to go into effect. Okay. Then it says, Rovalai Mayim Shumim, Shovalai Mikveh L'Tara Bashborin. But if there's more Mayim Shumim, then it's like a Mikveh L'Tara Bashborin. Ashborin means the word Shavur. I think I mentioned last week. Ashborin means like a crack in the ground. So you build out of the ground. Ashborin. Ashborin, crack. Okay. Well, a Mayan L'Hatvi Bo B'Cholsho. In other words, a Mayan, all you need is a Cholsho. So that's one difference in a mikveh and a mayan. A mikveh must have 40 saw. That's what defines a mikveh. A mayan is even a kol shul. Now, a kol shul is not going to do too much good for a human being who wants to be toivel in it because it's not going to fit. But let's say you're being toivel a kli, a tiny a pin, whatever, a very small kli. So then a mikveh, you'd still need 40 saw because a mikveh doesn't work without 40 saw, even if it's a tiny kli that you're being. However, if it's a mayan, according to the Torah, according to the Rishonim, a mayan, if you tovel a small cup, a fork, or something like that, you don't need 40 saw. It's just got to be enough for it to be entirely immersed. So therefore, much less. So that's one difference in a mikveh and a mayan. But also, Mishnah Ches, l'mala mehen mayan muchin shein mitarin bezochlin. Okay, this is again mikveh. Mayan water is mitarin bezochlin. Zocher means flowing water, as opposed to still water. Flowing water. Certain people need what's called Mayim Chaim. We have it in this week's Sedra, Mitzorah, right? And also, I love when the Tara of the Mitzorah. This week's Sedra, Zostia Taurus of Mitzorah. So it says, Mayim Chaim. But Mayim Chaim means live water, so to speak. So that's what's called Zochlin. Okay? As opposed to a mikveh, which is hashborah. Hashborah means, like I said before in the previous mission, means it's dug out of the ground. It's a crack. It's a hole in the ground. And the water in there is still. It rains. It fills up. And it doesn't flow anywhere, right? It's just, picture a swimming pool, whatever, or something dug in the backyard. Well, it's filled with water. Well, maybe a mine on the ground. But let's say you fill up, you dig out a hole, and you fill it up with water. So that's also, but that water is not zochah. It's not flowing anywhere. It's still, right? It's stationary water. What I'm saying? Okay, so that's another difference between a mayan and a mikveh. Mayan dafka is zochlin, flowing water. A mikveh is stationary water. It's still water. If you take a look at the Bar Tanura, that mission involves Perak Aleph, Mishnah Zayin, Source 8. Okay, Tovan, bottom, Bnei Adam, Kol Gufo. Yeah. So probably it would be a mayan because I assume the water's coming on the ground. I don't know. Some wells would probably depend on a well. The rainwater, I guess in most cases, come from the guy. I assume. I don't know. Sure. Okay. Anyway, the Bar Tanura writes in 8, Tovel Madam Kogufo. You have to get your whole body in at once. That's a given. You Tovel or the Sikli. The Sikli has to be the whole Kli. It's a body to the whole body, Kogufo. So therefore, a kosher is not going to work for a human being. You can't get your whole body in a kosher. But like I said before, a very small Kli, you can. All right? Tvila, it says, Caleb, fine. So you look. And a mikveh is the third to last line of 8. Shavu mikveh tar b'zochin v'lo b'zochin. The kaimelon mayan mitar b'zochin or mikveh mitar b'ashborin. That's the key line. Or a mayan is mitar dafka with flowing water, and a mikveh is ashborin, means still water in a collected place. The other thing is the last part over there. A mayan l'hadav b'goshu below boy arboy misal kimikveh. And a mayan doesn't need 40 saw again for Caleb. Okay, that's how the Rambam paskins. Parak Tes Hilchos Mikvos Halacha Hey 9. The malam and mikveh sheish bo mem saw mayim sheinam shuvim, as we water which wasn't previously gathered. We'll talk about that shortly. Okay, and that's and then halacha vav a mayim is you can have less water. Okay, that it's mitar v'kolshu shamayim ein lamem of shira feel a kolshu mitar. Okay, mayim even a kolshu is mitar. That's how we paskin in the Rambam. And then in halacha zayin mentions the also the same about mayim shuvim which we'll come back to. Halacha ches he says at the end of the first line. Ma bein mayan lemikveh. Here it is. A mikveh ain't a mitar ela b'mem saw. Okay, a mayan mitar b'kol shu. That's one. A mikveh requires 40 saw. A mayan does not. Again, for a small clean. A mikveh ain't a mitar b'al ashbor. A mayan b'zochen. A mayan anochen. A mayan mitar b'al mayan mitar b'zochen. Okay. In other words, if you have a hole in the ground and water, but there's seepage, it's flowing. You know, it's not watertight. You dug something around a hole. You know, it's just dirt and water slides. That's no good. Okay, that's no good because the water is flowing. It's not stationary. Okay, but a mayan is mitar b'zochin. Okay, then he mentions the third distinction, which is not relevant to us, but a mikveh lo salaba tzila l'zovah. A zov, not a zovah, luckily it was. A zov requires a mayan and others don't. Okay, anyway, let's talk for a moment about what's called zechila, this flowing situation, see how strict we have to be with that. Okay. The pasuk says in Parshas Mitzora, okay, that we know about the 40 saws. It says in Parak Tetzav pasuk Tezayin. This week said, "Beish kisei." You point that out here. It works out. This week said it right. So it says, "Beish kisei temeshik mazera barachat mama as kol b'zoro." It's kol b'zoro. Okay. So the Gemara Chagiga, Daf Yud Aleph and Aleph in Source 11 says, "Right, Toman may mikvah and so on as kol b'zoro." Mayim. What does it mean, kol b'zoro? How much water? Mayim shakol gufo olabahem. It has to be, when you're immersing in the mikveh, it has to be water that your entire human body can get in at once. Okay, v'kama hein? Ama al ama berum shalosh amos. One ama by three amos. V'shiru chachamim may mikveh arboim saw. It never says arboim saw in the Chumash, but here it says in the Gemara number of places. I think Chagig is the first place, that's my quarter, but it's a number of places the chachamim determined that the shir of a mikveh is 40 saw. Okay? Rashi learns out, it's interesting, certainly learn something else from there. And that is the Rashi Chagig Gedal Chadal 12, Bamayim, right? The pasuk there in Vayikra Perek Tesov, pasuk Tezayin, so it's 10, to Rachat Bamayim. So there's a diktok Rashi, okay, literally. The Kudoso Bepatach. It doesn't say Rachat Bimayim, but Bamayim. Bam means a definite article. Though, you know, Hashmina Mayim Ham Yuchodim, you need special water. Well, what's Bamayim? I should say Rachat Bimayim. Why does it say Rachat Bamayim, the water? The, what is the water? What's a funny grammatical syntax? It should say Rachat Bimayim. Why does it say Rachat Bamayim? It says Rashi, Mayim Yuchodim Lafuke Shuvim. Okay, it can't be Shuvim. It can't be water that was gathered somewhere else, poured out of a pitcher, poured out of a hose, or whatever else. Okay, it's got to be water that gathered directly in that place, as opposed to Mayim Shuvim. Okay, that's what Rashi says. Tosis, there in Yud Aleph Mem Aleph, doesn't say that. The truth is, if you look back at source number 5, how Rashi Chumash said, Rashi and Chumash, that's Rashi Chumash, that's how Rashi and Rashi Chumash, Rashi Psacha, Rashi Psacha, okay, says, Tesla Ralph 5 says, how come you are at Tom of Mine of Borgo Yetar, Ashuva Lobatarli? It's learned from a different puzzle. Yetar, this one is Yetar. They're actually learning something else. That's a Tos is also learned from somewhere else. Tos Chagiga says that Mayim Shuvim Lav Mehochanavka, and Ach Mayim Ubor Mikri Mayim, learn from the other puzzle. Okay, all right, whatever the exact source is, but you can't use that type of water. Now, again, the Sifra. Yeah, that's where you learn Shuvim from. Okay, why? Darshin will see it later, but the second line of Tosfos, I didn't say it now, but I'll say it now. So, yes, Darshin will tell you, Ma Mayim b'day Shamayim, Af Mikva b'day Shamayim. Just like a Mayim, the water comes, who puts the water there? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's an underground spring. So too, the Mikva, the water has to come directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was rainwater. It came straight down. Okay? Right, well, the rainwater has to come straight down. You know, like Arya pointed out, the base manager should have that hole in the room. One rainwater comes straight in. Good. That'd be good if you want to make a mikvah in the base manager. Okay. Anyway, if the water comes straight down, we'll talk about that shortly. Anyway, that's what Tosfos says. Ma mayim b'day shamayim, af mikvah b'day shamayim. Okay. And then, okay, a different source exactly like Shushum is no good. But at the end of the day, the Sifra also says, right, in Srini Parish of Parshat Tes, Parakid, Hos Gimel, the end of 14, Ach mayim, amayim, etar, b'zochor, mikvah, b'ashborin. Okay. And Rashi says in Shabbos, Samachay and Beis, Ein Mitarin, Dibramas, Ein Amayim, 15, Ein Mitarin, Adam Kelev, Atobim, Behen, Derech Zechilo, Bitzorach, Lam Shicha, Lam Mikva, Litvo, Lam Mikva. Okay, we'll have to see exactly what it means. I'll keep that word in the back of head, Lam Shicha. Okay, now the Rosh, I think I mentioned last week, a lot of from the Rosh on the close, because we have his parish on Sechta, you know, the towers on the page. We have Chuvas in the Rosh. We have the Ilchus Mikvos in the Rosh. Anyway, there's also Sugi in the Dharam, Daf Mem. An important Sugi from Mikvos. You know, I'm only giving you an overview here. Sugi in the Dharam, Daf Mem, we talked about it last week. Remember we said Avuah the Shmuel made for his daughters that set up that sort of like a partition. He had different interpretation of what that meant. Either they shouldn't stand on the ground or it was a partition that they should be able to see. You remember that? Remember what I told him? I remember having Avuah the Shmuel made for his daughters. That's the Sugi in the Dharam, Daf Mem and Aleph. So there, the Rosh was printed on the page in the Dharam. It's not in the back. And the Dharam, the Rosh is printed on the side of the page. Daf Mem and Aleph. Dibur Masva Ein Amayim, the Rosh also writes it. Behind the time of the Loshon Mikveh Mashmash Borom Vilo's Oakland. The word Mikveh means water that was gathered and not that's flowing naturally. The Ksiv Yikavu Amayim Amokom Echad. The water should look like the Pasuk of Bereishis, as we said before. Amayim, whether the water is actually flowing or happens to be in a contained area, but it's bubbling up from the ground. Either way. Okay. I might have thought, well, maybe a mikvah also works if it's flowing. After all, if a mayim works with flowing water, why shouldn't a mikvah also work with flowing water? No, says the Rosh, that's the word ach. Back in the first word, it says ach mayim. Ach was always a miut. Ach, Mayan works with Zochan, Mikva doesn't. Okay? So you follow along this? The derivation. Right? It was the Ach, Mayan works with Zechila, with its flowing water, and a Mikva not. Otherwise, you could have said, make both of them. Okay, but apparently not. Okay, and that's what Shulchan says here in Sumer Reish. I'm not looking at every Sif. Sif Bey is here, 17. May Mayan Mataran Af Zochlin. What does it mean? Perish Zochlin, Nimshach, Mahochim, Anima Chorosim. The water is flowing. It's not gathered in one particular area. The water flows like a brook or an underground spring. The water flows. May Gshamim, however, rainwater, Ain Mataran Elabash Borin. Has to be in a contained area. Perish Mokom Amuk Shemiskansin Boamayim, Menikraj Borin. A dugout pit or a dugout hole or whatever where water gathers, that's Ashborin. Okay, Aval Yadei Zutila, if in a mikveh, I'm sorry, not a mayim, but if it's rainwater and it's flowing, then it's no good. And it says here, it's called Psalm HaTorah. Amen HaTorah. The Taz, the Scotton Bays, which says, what is Ashborin? 18, Pirshin Kuhin V'kayim Bor, all they get, either they're in a pit, or they get there. Or they build a fence around, water gathers there. Again, you got to build a watertight fence, or some kind of wall, or fence, or something like that, around it. But even Zochim, no good. The Siv Achmayan, the Darshi Mayan, the Tarb Zochim, ain't mit, the Tarb Zochim, same thing, the Shach writes, that Ashborin, it's a Kotten Ches, it's in Rei Shalom, 19, Ashborin, Peshem, Mufnosin, Ba'om Mokom Echad. Okay, but Mikvah, Kyotzwa, Ba'lok, Keshein Zochim. Now, the question is as follows. How watertight does it have to be? What if you dig something out? Put some water, there's some seepage, right? Does it have to be mamish? You have cement and something. Mamish, no water can get out. Well, you know, in a swimming pool, in-ground swimming pool, I think they're built in such a way that water can't seep out at all, right? That into the ground, it's with cement or clay or whatever it is around the plastic, right? So how, you follow my question, how watertight is? Otherwise, if a little water seeps out, is that already no good? The Rashba deals with that in the Taurus HaBayis. In the Taurus HaBayis, this is Shar HaMayim, right? So Shar Beis. Or writes, and really, Shalo Amu Ela Kishinekev HaMikva Rochav Shamayim Etzvim Enu Nireis Tzichilos. I don't think, says the Rashba, it means it can't be any tiny seepage. It's always going to be, it's in the ground. It's very possible. There's always some seepage. It's not watertight. It means you can't, Nireh, it doesn't look like water's flowing out. Okay, not Nireis Tzichilos. The cable she used to call kachach and tears if he lost them, then don no son kizocha mamash. The average person, you can see there's all kinds of cracks and holes, you can see the water flowing out. Okay, then it's called zikun. Hamik for mayim, shenokav ma'at. Okay, if it's got a little hole here and there, ad shalokha mayim, the note ma'at ma'at, holy chosu, ain't zen nikra zochin. Ain't zen nikra zochin. A little bit seeps it out, that's not called zochin. Okay, that's not called zochin. Okay? He says that would remain kosher. So writes the Rosh book. Got it? Okay, the Rosh in the Tshuva, Pal Laman Aleph Simen Dalet 21 agrees. Okay, mikveh shenaseh v'gshama, so on. And he writes v'nistak close to the mikveh. The wall cracked a little bit. Onikev had a few holes in it. Kama yeh shir nekev asadak levatlo mitoros hashborin. How big does a crack of the hole have to be that it's no longer considered a proper hashborin? Now considered to be flowing. He writes, I want to think, apparently in the Russian time also, people used to put out little pamphlets for Halakha Maisa, not like they didn't have printing. Look what he writes. And it's Zorach Larach Mishavazu, Mahot Similicha Marsha Isa B'Sefer Echad Min HaMechaber Machronen. I want you to dissuade you from following what you saw in one of the Achron. The Rush talks about Achron, but not talking about Arachron. In his time, late in his time. Shashbor and Nifsal Benekev Cotton. Somebody put out a sefer and said that a mikvah is going to be puzzled. It's got a tiny hole in it. Okay. And he says, no. The last part of the Torah. Al Yala Leib, other Nifsal Mikvah, Mamas Ovin Tzatzachut. Don't think you have to puzzle a mikvah just because a little bit of water seeps out. Not true. He agrees with the Rashbor. Okay. What it means is, it has to be Skolkach, Shem Kol Memem Zochum. It's not in Lotzeis. Lo Yisharba Mem Sor Lo Yistimosol. It's leaking out. In such a way you can actually see it, you know, looking out, and eventually it'll not even have 40 saw. That's the Rosh in that Shul. Shulchan Aruch Paskin this way, here in our Siman Reish Aleph, Siman Sif Nun Aleph, 22. Nike ba mikvah memo notfim ma'at ma'at, o nivlon bekarka ma'at ma'at, kosher, lefi she'ein zechilos on nikeres. You need zechila ha nikeres, it means noticeably that it's flowing. All right, now the Birah Grah that Sukkot and said Tzadivav is not sure that that's what the Rosh Bo meant. Okay, but I want to look at the Tshuva from Beit Elchanan. Shiva, right? Tshuva is Ein Yitzchak. one of the collection of shulas from the Bishlachon Inspector. Chelik Aleph, Chelik Ardeis, and Kof Beis, Oz Beis. Okay, and he writes also, the Bishlachon writes, and the Bishlachon was a posek in Europe in the late 1800s. Okay, so in a Poshel Shal Rashba, Vashulchan, he quotes Rashba, Shulchan Aruch, the Iker Tolei, in a Nira Haskil Amal, B'toch HaMikdash, is a Chalastik Sherin. If you're looking down below, you can't see it, then it's okay. Okay, again, if you should roll it, so make a lot of ain't a maki, and you can't tell by looking at it, right? That's what he says. Umucha, about 5 miles down, the Kavanosim, who the horrors, the apostles open, souls open, in a rock, Echa, the Nikar, a sosal amalo. Now you can see the top, you can see the water level going down. You ever have a problem in the toilet where it's running or whatever it is, so you can see the water level go down. You can see it, the toilet doesn't, you need a new, whatever you call that, thing inside the toilet, the plug. Yeah, it goes up. What's it called? That's some technical name, but it doesn't go up all the way, so the water keeps coming in, right? And, you can, and then it goes down again, and it flushes you out, you flush it, because the water level reaches, if you flush the toilet, you push that button, the water level inside the tank goes down, okay? And that signifies that water now has to come in from elsewhere. It goes back up again, and then it stops. But here it goes down, that, you know, here there's water leaking out of the toilet, you know, it's a slow leak. Water level go down, it'll flush automatically again without you touching it, because the water level went down, and it goes back up again. You know, so you have to get it fixed. It comes up on top. Anyway, point is, you can see, sometimes you look at, you can see the water level, and that's what he's talking about. Okay. Basheno came, the neck of cotton, though, the neck of Lamala, the neck of cotton, mikra is open, the nikala holds it. Then, it doesn't matter the size of the hole. That's what the Mishkan is saying. You could have a small hole also, but you can see the water, it's not a matter of the size of the hole. That's what he's trying to stress. Okay. Even a neck of cotton, you're looking at the top, you can see Niker. But that's all you look at the last line there. The Iker Indian Sul Zochin Tali Rakim Haya Niker Lamalas Kilos. The lawyer Nikola Malaskos ain't the Kazochan share. Okay, that everything depends on what is noticeable. Ramosha Feinstein writes in the Chuba, Igor Smoshi Rade Khalik Bas and Paytes 25, Bain Amik Rabor Shalak Sharim. He says, you should try not to have any cracks. She is called Michelle Mayan. Listen, was over. The Tzorach both come from me. You should check the mikvah from time to time. There really shouldn't be any cracks. He's not going so far as to say that it's, Shomar says it's not going to be possible, but certainly the Chatchila, you should try to make it airtight and watertight. That's the proper way to build a mikvah. There's no problem. He says, you should check it from time to time. Sometimes cracks develop. Okay? And, you know, he says, so the Tzorach, when he writes, Tzorach, Hamid Odom Echad Neman Lashkiach HaKon Yonema. You know, somebody, a reliable rabbi or somebody, you know, check the mikvah from time to time, make sure there's no zechila. Okay? Or a woman who knows, does, you know, woman, just like a woman watches when the lady goes down. So that's what Moshe writes in that tshuva. Another tshuva, Yeredei Chele Gimel Simen Sama Gimel 26, he also writes, okay, if the... Okay, sometimes there's a drain or whatever it is. It wasn't plugged up properly. He said, "Ulechatchila." At least lechatchila, Moshe writes, "Yesh l'sakein she'av zechila she'en any keres lo yet." Even though it's not noticeable, we just saw from Rabbi Yitzchak, as we know, Moshe lechatchila, there should be any kind of crack, even if it is not noticeable. Follow? That's the. Motion, okay. Even if not noticeable, there should preferably be no cracks. That's certainly how we try today with modern engineering. So we try to build our mikvahs. There's no cracks, no nothing. Okay. Also quoted in 27 Shuvas on Hagos. That's the Rosh Hashanah. Later. Okay. Chelik Aleph from Tav Kuf Yud Gimel. Who's asked this shaila? Zechila she'en nikeres. Okay. He says based on that grua that I quoted above. Here in the seminar, there's some Reish Alaskot. Sanibab, he says, Yesh Ma'achonim She'avinu B'das Agro She'gam Zechila She'en Nikeres Posel. And he says, the Chazanish didn't say that what the Gro means. I don't want to go into the whole Gro. And the Rashbo himself writes Zechila Nikeres. Anyway, the Moshe Shnevach also says, certainly it's preferable, the next page, certainly it's preferable, She'lechatchila, Tzorach Mikra, K'sheri L'chol HaDeis, with the pickbook, okay? And, you know, should not have any cracks. It points to the end. Omnam, Yesh tshuva b'ksav yad agonim chayim b'brisk. Quotes is a tshuva. How many of those are floating around? But there's a tshuva, a handwritten tshuva from chayim b'brisk. Said, okay, shehechme ma'od ma'od medina b'zechila she'en any keres. He was very machmer, even as zechila she'en any keres. He was not noticeable. He still had a problem. Okay, and therefore, you know, they fix the mikveh. He goes, Chaval shall he suck that tshuva. Okay, of course, too bad I haven't seen the tshuva. We knew that this tshuva existed. Anyway, bottom line, this, by the way, a contemporary problem, I'll go into right now, but we talk about this, filters. They have a filter, right? Now, what happens with the filter? The water does go out, but it comes right back in, right? It never leaves the system. You know what I'm saying? In other words, it may go out of the water, but, you know, it's an ongoing system, so the water is filtered for cleanliness purposes. So there's a discussion. Is that a problem of Zochlin? Because the water goes out. The assumption, yeah, but it comes right back. It's like, I'll be back in a minute. You know, went out for lunch, right? So it's went out and come right back. Okay. Now, of course, in a certain sense, that's true of all water in the world. Not in the water table, the whole, all water in the world is somehow connected scientifically. You know, all water. There was some place out west, I think it was in Canada, or something, at the top of some mountain someplace, and they said if you the two little streams coming out of one point, and they said if you drop a pebble in this stream, it'll end up by the Pacific Ocean. If you drop a pebble in that stream, it'll end up by the Atlantic Ocean. It's two totally different because of all the water way flows. Interesting. All right, anyway, but that's this issue of Zechila comes up with regards to filtering. Okay. All right, I'd count that. Now, the next issue will be about Mayim Shu'uvim. Okay, again, Mayim Shu'uvim, which means water which is gathered into a kli, into a pitcher, into a tub, into a sink, whatever, gathered into something. So the Sifra, in Shmini Parashatas, the end of Paragudos Aleph, Mikveh Mayim Yitor. Okay, what if Yochol Afilu Milei B'Kseifa V'Asa Mikveh V'Tchila? What if I filled water on my shoulder? I took a jug. An urn, you know, pitcher. I kept filling it up from the river and bringing it, put it in the pitcher. I bring it here. I pour it into my swimming pool. I dig out an ashborin. I dig out a mikveh, and I keep transferring water from another source. The modern day example would be turn on the faucet. Okay, the water comes from the reservoir, it comes through town pipes, it comes in. Right. So could that be good? No. Says the Sifro. We heard saw it before. Okay. Yeah. Tar tamalama mayan mam. The connection between mikveh and mayan mam mayan bidei shamayim af mikveh bidei shamayim. Okay, my mind she'enbo tfisas yidei adam. No person contributed to bringing that water there, right? I mean, you know, the water came from the underground source. I have mikveh she'enbo tfisas yad adam. Okay, all right. And yotza minyach kan kana rosh agag the nagman is malo mayim. Suppose the guy put stuff in it filled with water. Okay, that's the source. Now, second thing, yochol af bor shebisfina yetar. The second thing, let's have a boat. I build in the boat a big tub. Okay, I don't bring any water. It rains. It fills up. Will that be good for mikveh? Says the supplier, no. Because, mikveh shikar ba karka. It has to be built into the ground. So you can't have a portable mikveh. Okay, it's got to be built into the ground, says the sifra. All right, so you really need two things. Mayim that a kli is puzzle. Okay, that's called shuman. And it also has to be in a bore in the karka. Okay, so that's a two things if using a mikveh. The Mordechai, in the back of Shuas, we've mentioned many times, he has Hilchus Mikvos there too. And his Tavshin Mem Hei. Omari, the Gazduat, the Mikhailim, Shanim, Chumar, Makarka, the Hanubad, Psulan, Makabun, Tuman, Atar, the Tziv, Homashka, Shir Shos, and Machol Kli, Yitma. Go back to that idea we mentioned before. That the whole, remember that Chassam Sofer we saw back in Source 6, right? He says the whole reason water from a mikveh has the capacity, so to speak, to entire. It's because that water itself can't become tummy. Right? The water itself can't become tummy. And that was some sofa. Otherwise, you'd have a bigger chiddush in Paraduma. The water becomes tummy, but it's going to tire somebody. No, the idea is that water can't become tummy. So Mordechai points out, you see, I'm not talking about some sofa, I've said Mordechai lived well before, but the same idea. Mordechai writes that water that's in a pitcher or in a cup or in some kind of a kli, can become tummy. So that's why they can't be used for mikveh. You see his job? You see his connection? He's saying water, which is Mayim Shuvim, that can become tummy. So we had an equation. Oh, yetar. The whole reason a mikveh water is mitire is because itself relates to the fact that it itself can't become tummy, so therefore it can be mitire. Follow? But comes the Mordechai says, therefore, that's why Mayim Shuvim is no good. Okay, because that water can become tummy, so therefore it can't affect Tartara, okay. Tartamima in Parshas Metzora, no Parshas Shmini. I mean Parshas Shmini, Perek Yud Aleph, Oskuf Mem Zayin. He has a little different diok. He says that mikveh mayim kol kibbutz mayim ba'adama. Okay, has to be in the ground. There's a different limud, but it's in the ground. I once saw a different one. You look by the Pesach. So you look by the makav dam. Right, what happened? All the water in Mitzrayim turned to dam. And it says Moshe was told to stretch out his hand. Right. There's Yorehem, Agmehem, Mikveh Meimem, Mikveh Meimem, and all the water will turn to blood, Ube'etzim Uvavonim, including the water that are gathered in stone or wooden receptacles. Everything turned. So, sort of Mendel Kasher in the back of the Torah Shlema, that parsha of Ve'era, says, you see, that Ube'etzim Uvavonim is separate from Mikveh. It says, oh, Mikveh Meimem, Ube'etzim Uvavonim. That's not a Mikveh. But if it's an eighth, it's another container, another receptacle, then it's not. Okay, whatever the source is, the mayim shum no good. Okay, there's a further machlokas of the derisa of the Rabbanon, Tosas and Baba Basur. Sam of Oman Aleph 31, Dimamas Mechal, Rashbam Rehna Tam Mefarshi, the Kule Shov of Havi Doraisa, mayim shum posel Doraisa. Okay, and they bring a raya again from Yetor, and others say, no, that's Tosas Masmachta. And right, the re-nira, the Fidu Kule Shov Drabbanon. Okay, further machlokas, whether the derisa, or the Abonim, just so you're aware of that. The Rambam, Hilchos Mikvos, Parag Zal Alach Aleph, 32. Rabbeinu Tam Rashbam says Doraisa, but then Tos goes to Re, who says the Abonim. Okay, Machok is about the Tos, whether it's Doraisa or the Abonim. I'm not going to, again, I'm just trying to give you here an overview. If you're familiar with some of the terms and some of the ideas of the equipment, not to go into great detail. The Rambam, Mikvos, Parag Zal Alach Aleph, Din Torah, Shekol mayim mechunosim tovam shenemar mikveh mayim mikol makom. Okay, and it says it has to have mem saw, right? But the divrei sofrim he holds the rabbana probably the divrei sofrim halacha beis the divrei sofrim shamayim hashuvim psulim utfilim. He says only the rabbana. Okay, then he mentions something else. Lo od ela mikveh mayim she'enan shuvim. Let's say I have a mikveh which is not mayim shuvim, rainwater, not mayim shuvim. But shenofa letochan shlosha lugin mayim shuvim. Like one of the beginning of Makos. Three lugin, a small amount of mayim, of yes, mayim shuvim falls in, posel hakol. That can posel it. Posel. Now, that's only true, as we'll see, if you need those other lugin to get you up to memsah. You have memsah of rainwater, and then mayim shuvim falls in, that will not posel. If you need those three lugin to complete mine, let's say you have rain, but didn't quite rain enough. So it's a lot of rainwater. And now they're missing three lugin. So you just take some tap water, you know, city water, pour it, and that's no good. Right? So hold that thought. The Shulchan Aruch here, it's the Reish Aleph of Gimel, 33. Our boy in the summer, Shomer, Tzor, Shiloh, Yeshuvim. Shimshuvim, Psulim. Okay? Ramah, it's kind of as a middle, now, the Reish of the Abonim. So Ramah writes, Im Kol HaMikvu, Shuvim, Pasum, and HaTorah. If the whole mikveh is mayim shuvim, you just took a, you dug a pit out or something like that, and you took a hose, turn on the tap water, you filled it up, that's posel min haTorah. It's fake lechuma. Avim rov haMikveh kosher. If most of the mikveh water is proper, non mayim shuvim water, rainwater. Miltu shuvim, then it's midrabbanan. Okay, that's a, I don't say it's a compromise, that's how you learn to sukkah. Okay, mayim shuvim, the rice midrabbanan, machokas. So Shulchan Aruch says, depends what the percentages are and so on. Okay. All right, the Shach points out to Kohen Zion. That was Ramah. What does the Mechaber hold? Later on, the Shach says, the Mechaber holds only to Rabbanah all the time. Okay, we don't need to spend too much time on that. Okay, now, another important point relates to what we said before also. Okay, there's another Mishnah Migvos, Perek Beis Mishnah Dalad, 35. Lezer Omer, Revius Mayim Shum Metchila, Posin Etz HaMikvah. Okay, we said before is that if you have a mikvah with Mayim Shuvim, I'm sorry, rainwater, and you have more than 40 saw, you have your 40 saw, and then other water comes in, that's okay. But the Mishnah says, if at the beginning, right, Revius Mayim Shum Metchila, if the first thing you poured in when you were constructing the mikvah, look at the Bar Tanur in 36, Eric Mays Mishnah, Betchila, Shalo Hoya B'mikvah Mayim Klal. There was no water in it yet. And then you put in a revius of Mayim Shuvim, And then Vinishlam Achakra should make sure all the rest is rainwater. Okay, all the rest is rainwater. But at the beginning, you put in this amount, okay, posting as a mikvah. So she was shows what the exact shear is with a certain amount. Okay. Apneamayim is la'achar shayu bo'harbe mayim k'sherim. All right, we'll come back to that in a second. So the Mishnah, that's the Mishnah Mikvot. The the Mishnah Eid is also Perk Aleph Mishnah Gimel. We're interested in the Chacham saying. That's the share of the deposits. Okay. Why that amount? Why Shlosh Lugin? So that same Tosef Baba Basra, Sam Baba Alef, Tosef begins on Sam Baba Alef, Dimas Mechal, goes over to Sam Baba Beis. Shlosh Lugin is Gazer Shein Ruhi Lachitas Adam. That's enough to rinse off the person. Okay. And again, Rashi there, not there, but Rashi Baba Kama, and was Ayn Ralph says, She'iva Masha Mikvinis, Logimalu, I'm sure that's also the Rabbanah. Okay. Even if the Psul is Shuvin, is the Raisa, but the Gimalugin is the Rabbanah. All right, again, these are technical details. I don't think we need to spend that much time on it. We're going to Tom also, the same for Yashin, so talk for Isha Ayn Aleph, talks about the Gimalugin Shuvin, that says, Allah HaMosh V'Sinai, if it's the beginning. Okay. Bottom line, though, at the end of the day, waters that come from tanks or water pipes and so on and so forth, that's possible. It's called Mayim Shuvim. That's really what emerges from all of this. If I'm saying, you know, in other words, end of the day, city water, what we call city water, tap water, is no good. Whatever the amounts are, and exactly, I look back at the cards. The Moshe writes in Shuvim, Yom Nechel Gimel, Simon Sama Gimel, Rabbi in Rochester, okay? It says, "Call the nimsish and boil the mikvah. Still rot me my ear. Behind me, share my nimsim and keep our shenim. This is something in barzel. Ach ain tzorach that the may or ear mistomah ain psulim. City water mistomah is possible because it sits in a reservoir in a tank and so on and so forth. It's mayim shuvim. City water is possible. Okay, for mikvah. Mikvah zitzur. Dine Weiss also. Kelek alaf sim kuf man bavu. His shuvis. Okay, why does this come up? Why does it come up?" Why don't you just use rainwater? Yeah, that's very good around here. But if you're trying to build a mikvah in a place where it never rains, or rarely rains. Seriously, what are you doing in these places? You're doing this in Phoenix, you know, in Arizona someplace. It barely ever rains there. So how do you fix a mikvah? Not so simple. I once went to Phoenix. And my wife for vacation. The old days before you had phones, it told you the weather. Well, the first thing I ever did, we got to our hotel room. Always check on the TV, the weather channel. What's the weather going to be this week, where we are? So we can map out our week. You know? So we came to Phoenix, and we're announcing on the weather channel, this is the week of the monsoon. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, boy, what a week we picked. Monsoon, I'm thinking India. You know, we have rains, you know, we wash away whole cities. You know, I'm thinking, well, we got stuck in. What's the monsoon in Phoenix? Every day between 1 and 1:30 or so, rains for about 15 or 20 minutes. Drizzles. That's monsoon. Not that, but it's so hot. Summer, it's so in August. It's so hot. You're walking in that rain. It's like you're in a shower. It's the water, the time it gets down, the cloud hits you. It's not much boiling hot water. Okay, now the drizzles. That's in Phoenix. That's a monsoon. Okay, so how do you make a mikvah? Okay, in India, that would be a joke. But anyway, around here, it would be a joke. Wouldn't even stop the ball game. It was going all the way like that. Anyway, be that as it may. So, city water is no good. And Rav Chisitzur is also right. A lahakam, but then we can't be maker. Now, here's the problem. So you've got to use. We know what they do in some places. It's a very fascinating question too. Again, we don't have to go to now. What they'll do in some places, if they'll bring in huge trucks with ice, they'll import say, to Arizona, to the Mojave Desert, wherever you want to build a mikveh. Not much rain, they'll bring from some point in Canada, wherever it is, huge things of ice. And the question is that when it's in the truck, does that make the shuvim? But now it's not water, it's ice. On the other hand, some of it does melt a little. Very interesting shilas about it, but be that as it may, it's all because of the issue of mayim shuvim. What's practical now, even in a place like ours, we build the mikveh using rainwater. So it's good. So if in Arya's example, you have a hole like on top of the base manager, the water comes right in, it's good. What often happens is the water doesn't come right into the base. When you have pipes, right? The water comes onto the roof, and you have pipes that bring it down to the mikveh, right? That's how, you know, what we call them, gutters, drain pipes. Okay, that's how water comes down into it and you direct it into the thing. But here's the problem. What if you have elbow pipes? You know what an elbow pipe is, right? It bends. So some of the water, when it comes down, can get stuck for a period of time at the point of the bend. So now, does that make that shuvah? Because that, it's not coming straight. Right, that's one of the issues. So there's a mission before. It's not exactly talking about elbow pipes, okay? But Paragdal Mishnah Gimel, Achote Pitsinor, some type of pipe also. So the maker of the pipe wasn't made for that purpose, but these pipes are made. In the Bartanur, it says there are Tzinor Leos Pasuk. We say, "Tzadim, again, a pipe that's open on both ends." Ain't posel on the mikveh. Elim Ken Chokak Bo Chakim Mat Kedei Lekabel Tzoros Amakvid. But he wanted to build it as a strainer. Comes a cleat because it holds back rocks like a gutter. And these things that you put in your gutter, so they call leaf guard or that stuff, this stuff in your gutter, so on and so forth. Anyway, bottom line is it could be a problem with these types of elbow pipes. So that's why we build our mikvahs today. The pipes come straight down. The pipes will come straight down. We'll take a look at the Rambam. Let's put the 45. Parakes halach hazayin of the mikvahs. It's a different thing. He says certain pipes aren't ain't silonos posel in the mikvah. Pipes ordered by themselves don't posel. That's the emergence in that mission because pipes, silonos, or pipes. Pipes by themselves don't posel. The Ravid adds, okay, 45, Hilchos Mikvos, Perches, Halacha Zayin, Amar Rav Yosefta, Im Haya Sil Kofuch, also when bent, we call it elbow pipe, then it is a problem. Okay. On the other hand, his admission is makel as long as it's not das in the Kabbalah. It wasn't made for that purpose. Anyway, that's a big discussion. Okay. Good. As Shulchan Aruch in this Siman Reish Aleph, Siman Lamed Vav, also talks about these types of pipes and so on, and certain types of pipes. Kol Amayim Shomelam Chashuvin Shuvin. Okay. So that you have to be careful about the types of pipes. Okay, now, however, let's clarify now the following thing. Finish up about Mayim Shuvim. Mayim Shuvim, I said it before, is only a problem up until 40 saw. If you have your 40 saw of rainwater ready, and now you want to add Mayim Shuvim, okay, that's a different story. Okay, that's a Mishnah Mikvos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel. Okay, it says, it's really derived from the mission. Take a look in the Bartanur. The case is Sofek Haya B'mikra Arboim Sok Shem Kodem Shenofu Ashuvim Yeshuv Ein Ashuvim Posen. Also, the case is a Sofek, but Bartanur explains a Sofek to us and relates it to our case where you're not sure when what came in when. Then you have a problem. But if the implication is if you have the Arboim Sok Shem first, or in Shuvim, then Shuv Eina Shuvim Posen also. That's the Rambam Paskin, Hilchos Mikvos, Perek Yud Halacha Aleph 15. So, Bartanur is explaining the mission. It's a little harder to see the mission exactly because the mission was the case of the Sofek. But he spells out what the Sofek is. And what emerges is that after you have the regular good rainwater, Mayim Shuvim is not a problem. That's how the Rambam Paskin as well, Perek Yud Halacha Aleph 15. Sofek Mayim Shuvim Sharacham Ketzer, Miklish Mistapek Lo. Look how much that's the case where we're making. Okay, I raise that kosher. Right? So Shulchan Paskins, here's the key. So Reish Aleph Sif Tesvav 51. Mikveh sheyesh bo arboim so, or mayim kosher. Yochol lishov kol mashir to tovayim ksherif. If you have your 40 saw of rainwater, you can add whatever you want of Mayim Shuvim, and they're kosher. See, or the Mayim, a small Mayim, and kosher, we saw already Mayim works for kosher. Okay. Yochol Lishov Kol Masha Yirtza Li Tenetocha Mayim Shuvim. Apal Pi Shem Rabim Ala Mayim Shuvim Tocha Tchili, even though it's much more. Let's say 40 saw. And I put in 100 saw of city water. Okay, of tap water. That's okay. It's a shuvah, even there's more. Okay. And it doesn't make a difference. Well, it talks about the order by Maya, not our issue. Okay. And a clothes match ain't the mikveh mem saw. But if the mikveh doesn't have mem saw to begin with, afilim in a choshel a kol shehu, even if it's only missing a drop, now gimel lugim mayim shum fall in, puzzle. You have to have the 40 saw first. Okay? Good. Now, yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Now, the question is, yeah. That's okay. Oh, one second. So let's see. Now, what happened? But no, once it's kosher, it's kosher. We'll see this. Once it's kosher, it's kosher. Okay. Now, the question is, what if you have the following? Let's say I have my mikveh, got the 40 saw, and I put in more water, and people are toileting it. Okay. So after a while, it gets all dirty, schwitzing, whatever it is. You want to clean the mikveh water. So we're going to empty it out every week, every three people that go into the mikveh have to empty it out, hope it rains again that night. That's impractical, right? So is there any way to, so to speak, be mitire, to be machshir, tap water? Much easier to just turn on a sink and put a hose, fill it up, right? And then you want the mikveh to be clean. So that's the question, right? Is there any way to, again, water, city water comes from the reservoir, right? So I want to make it now that I'm going to add city water to this mikveh, okay? And is there any way to make that kosher? That's the question. So there is a Mishnah in Mikvahs, Paragdala Mishnah Dal 52. Mayim she'uvim umeg shamashin is harvur. Okay, they got mixed in. Okay, so Mishnah has a language. Okay, again, Mayim she'uvim, like the Bar Tavur writes in 53, Paragdala Mishnah, Mayim she'uvim, psula le mikvah, they're puzzled, and make shamim haksherim. They got mixed in, okay, somehow. And but how did it happen? It says it's puzzle, okay, unless Amos is much mikalkin besochamayim. Okay, the water got mixed directly in. But if it flowed through some kind of a channel, okay, or some kind of a, it's what's called in Talmudic language here, Hamshocha, okay, then it's gonna be kosher. Then it's kosher. If not, then it's possible. Look at the last Bar Tanur in 53.
Okay.
No, it went into the rainwater, went into the good water, but not directly in. Okay, it went in through what's called Hamshocha. Hamshocha means through some kind of channel, a ridge you dug, or something that the water flows in. Okay, he says, again, if they fall in directly, okay, I'm talking about to get to the 40 saw, right? Avol derech hamshacha, what the Martin writes in the last Martin in 53, avol derech hamshacha ain posen ad yaro mayim shuvim. Now feel our mayim shuvim b'fei atzma shal is arvuk shem ain posen derech hamshacha ela b'rov. Okay, so hold the thought for a second. There's a sugi in Tmura, which says, Yud Beis Manav, it starts, the Tanav Elon Yaakov Omer, so on. On the base, it says, Sha She'iva mitaheres b'reviya uvam shocha. Okay, b'reviya uvam shocha. Okay, look at Rashi in 56. Okay, again, well, first of all, he says in 55, Rashi, at the end of, by the bottom of Yud Beis Manav in Tmura, Rashi uvam shocha is a chritz, or a gumo, like chritz is a ridge, like a channel for the water to go through. I don't know what the right word is. You know, you dig out a channel, basically, that the water goes through there into the mikveh, okay? And then you can pour it directly out. Look what he says. Yaseh chritz, the last, part 55. Yaseh chritz, a gumo meracho, v'ya'ara min adli tocha gumo, v'yikol amayim derech chritz, a tocha mikveh, v'hayna amshocha, comes through that gutter, through that channel, goes into the mikveh, that's okay. Right? And Rashi, that's in the Beis Manal of Rashi. The Beis Manal, 56, the second Rashi, Kisharo mimei geshomen, shenofla me'atzma tocho, v'himshich mi'otzol she'iva l'tocho derech ritz, then it's okay. Then it's okay. All right? The basic idea, the Mordechai explained the Shulchan Aruch on the Tav Shin Mem Hei, is that when it didn't go, it was now not in the kli anymore. If you went through this going along the ground, it's this batal agav karka, right? It becomes kosher because it's no longer in a kli. It's spreading along something, and it was removed from the kli, so to speak. It was in a water tank or in a reservoir or whatever, and now it came into the mikvah, but through this channel, so then it loses its status of she'uvim. Look in the Rambam, or Dara Lachaches, right, 58. Ein hamayim hashuvim posim et hamikvah v'shloshah lugim, ad sheyiplu l'toch hamikvah directly min hakli, aval nigru hamayim hashuvim chutz l'mikvah, okay, v'nimshechu, the nimshechu amshacha, the yardu lemikvah einan posel lemikvah. Okay, that's as long as the robe of the water is rainwater. Okay, then this amshacha trick works. So that's two things. So again, you're allowed to have, if you have your 40 saw, you can add as much mayim shum as you want. But even if you don't have your mem saw, you have 20.1. 20.1 non-mayim shuvim, rainwater. And you fill the rest of the 40 with mayim shuvim, 19.9, to get to your mayim shuvim. That's okay. What do you mean? I thought even three lugin possible. Not if you do it by hamshacha. Well, hamshacha works as long as the rove, 20.1 out of the 40. As long as the rove is regular water, it works. That's what Rambam says. He gives an example. He says, Kate said, Mikveh sheish bo chof sa'o mashu. A mikveh has 20 sa'o mashu, 20.1. Mayim kasherin. Mayim amale b'shoi chutz the mikveh. Mayim nimshoch v'yol mikveh bein shu nimshoch ala karka. Whether it was on the ground, it was toch hasil in some kind of a gutter. Okay, anyway, as long as it wasn't possible, it's kosher. And even if you afil yishlimo le'elef sa'o, you didn't get up to 40, you filled it much more. You only had 20.1 rainwater. And I put in tons more. But I do it derech hamshocha, and it works. And it works. You follow? Look at it to the end. Shashu'uvim shimshichua kula ksheira ho v'hashem rov min hakosher. Okay? That's what he says. Okay, he says some say, don't need rov, that's not accepted. So take a look at the Shulchan Aruch, some reish aleph sif bet dalet 59. He writes, "Ein hamayim shuvim posel hamikvah begimul ad sheyiplu toch hamikvah akli, aval nigru hamayim hashuvim chutz hamikvah nimshchu yard hamshacha." And it's okay. You're basically quoting the Rambam, and that's halacha. How long does this channel have to be? The water has to be in the channel, this gutter, or whatever you want to call it, that it goes through, through this hamshacha. Sif mem hey, the Shulchan Aruch says, Shira Hamshacha Zuin Pachos Megimel Tov. At least, whatever. That's how long this channel has to be. So what people do is, so you don't pour the water from the hose directly into the mikveh. You pour it into this thing. You have a little ridge or something that through there goes into the mikveh. That's called Hamshacha. Okay? That'll work. As long as you had 20 less rainwater. The place that has less rain, it's a valuable idea. However, you should be aware that there are Advaz in the Tshuva, he says that that trick hamshacha is only b'di'evet. To not intentionally construct the mikveh that way, you can avoid it. Okay, he said it depends. He talks about the shuv altogether, the rights of the avodah, and so on. And he writes about the 10 lines up. He says that das Rabbeinu Shimshon. That's how Amshacha works. Is that Amshacha only works on the assumption that Shuvah is only a problem with Rabbanah to begin with. Not everyone agrees with that. Therefore, he writes at the end, Klol de Vilsa, Tzorach, Lesakin, Amikva, Lechatzil, Das, Kola, Polsky. We're dealing with Yisr Koris here. We're dealing with the Nidal, Abayla, Yisr Koris. We shouldn't rely on those who say, He said the whole Chul of Amshach is based on the idea that Shuvah is only the Rabbanah problem. You know, not everyone agrees with that, so he thinks we should not rely on Amshach al-Khatkhila. Okay? And the Moshe Feinstein, obviously many years later, writes that, Nerdei Chele Gimel Sivin Stamach Dalim, okay? Those Gimel Shuvah al-Dei Amshach rock with the Ebon. Al-Khatkhila Eilas was Mikma Kazen, okay? If in the quote section was where it was, that's what he wrote, it says the end, the Rabbanim de Miami. So Miami, now we had Rochester. Okay. Anyway, that's one thing. But is there another Eitzim? Yeah. Apparently, yeah, it's okay. Yeah. But there is something else you could do also. Okay. Because again, once you add it, so the only way to clean the water is take everything out. All right, so we have an Eitzim now. As long as you get 20, as long as it re-rains again, you get 20.1, then you can add the sugar. What other Eitzim is there? So here's the Eitzah that we all use. Okay. That is what's called Hashaka. Like the Sheikah kissing. Okay. What is that? So listen to this one. Okay. This is what all our mikvahs have. Okay. Perk Vav, Mishnah Gimel mikvahs. Shlosha mikvahs. Three mikvah pits right next to each other. Three bumper tefillah pits right next to each other. Shlosha mikvahs. Bezeh Chofso. One had 20 sum. Was that of Mayim Kshir, rainwater? Was that Chofsa? One next to it also had 20 saw. Okay. Was that Chofsa Mayim Shuvim? One had 20 saw Mayim Shuvim. Okay. Okay, so none of these mikvahs had the right amount because two of them had 20 saw of rainwater, but 20 saw is not enough. One of them had 20 saw of non-rainwater. Mayim Shuvim is certainly no good. What happened though? Hashol ben Atzad, the one that Shulman was like on a side, so it's connected to both, in the middle, let's say. The Yardu Shlosha v'tavlo ben. Three guys jumped in, one on each one. You have, was it Archimedes, right? Displacement of water, you know what I'm talking about? You can, you know, displacement of water. Obviously, when you put something in water, so a certain amount of water comes out. So here, what happened was all three of these guys going at once, and now all the water kind of overflows. It's connected to each other. So now, think about it, says the Mishnah, they're all tar. Why? Because the 20 saw and the 20 saw, which reminds Sherim, now combined, because they were linked together, right? The waters were connected because they went in, the water level was such that now the two water, so they, those two are okay. And even the guy in the Lime Sugar pit is also okay because it's connected to the 40 saw of the good water. So everybody works. So what do we see from there? Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's not simply the ground. Let's say it flows straight in. It just overflows. It doesn't matter the mikvah. To the next mikvah. There's three pools right next to each other. That's after vision. So let's see. So the Bartanur writes, again, we're talking about this arbor in Mishnah Gimel there in Paragraph 63. They're all good. Because you have 40 saw of Mayim Kherim, and the Shuvim attached to that is also good. So the Rambam Paskins this way, Perak Vav Alach Yadal, the Wild Chiddush, 64. Not so well. Gimel Mikvo, Zebet Tzad Zeb, Mechol Echad Men Chav Saw. Exactly. And okay, one was Mayim Shuvim. Okay, it's okay, because as we learned, the Rambam ends in 64. Ein Mayim Shuvim Posim Mikvah, Sheesh Bo Arboim Saw. If you have Arboim Saw already, which you did here, because the 220 saw mikvah is connected, so now the Mayim Shuvim doesn't passel. Because once you have 40 saw, you're good. So everybody's happy. Okay, now, what that means is, what emerges from that is that as long as you can now have a big pool of pure city water, no rainwater whatsoever, but if it's connected, touching, Hashoka, kissing, touching, where there's rainwater, you're good. 40 saw, at least 40 saw of rainwater. Then, and Rabbo said, that's how our mikvahs work. Okay, when you go into the mikveh, I go into the mikveh, Eric Kippur, or Shoshana, whatever, a woman goes to the mikveh, where she's going, that pool where she's going in has been filled with city water. Okay, you fill it up with a hose. Okay, the city water. You know that little hole there on the side? They're using a cork inside or a plug of some sort inside. When that plug is out, what's behind there is the mikveh with 40 saw of rainwater. That's the real mikveh. This is called the bor tvila. When you actually toivel, you go in. But that little pipe that connects it, that's hashoka. It's connected to what's behind it is the mikveh with the 40 saw of rainwater. And then when nobody's in it, you clock it up, right? You plug it up. And you go in, you unplug it, right? So that way you're going into water. It's much more than 40 saw. It's city water. It's tap water. But it's connected, based on this mission, as Rambam, it's connected to the regular 40 saw. It's good. As long as it's connected, that's called hashoka. That's what it is. Then, when you want to clean the mikveh, you just plug up the hole, and you drain the mikveh, which was city water. Get rid of that, because it's now dirty. And you refill it with the next batch of city water, right? Now, eventually, it's going to get dirty anyway, because it is connected to the other one, which you're not changing. So then, from time to time, every couple of years, right before a rainstorm, predicted rainstorm, they'll empty the mikveh and refill it. But the bore where the 40 saw of rainwater is, you don't go in that. You know what I'm saying? That's hashoka. Now the question is, does hashoka have to be now or active now? Or as long as once there was hashoka, it's good. It was connected once, and now it's good, even if it's not connected now. That's a question. The Rosh writes in the Tshuva, Ha'alav and Aleph Sim Beis, okay, he said, what if they're connected, right? Shnei mikvos, echad shav, echad kosher. And the kuvim delazer kishofaris hanod, they're connected to some small, it's a question how big the connections will be, not an issue now. In this tamanekim, now it's plugged up. Sometimes that happens, you get a shiloh. They forgot to take the plug out, that cork, okay, when some of the ladies went to the mikveh. Okay, they forgot. So the Rosh writes, it's okay. Kevin, look, he writes, two of them. He really did. Kevin is chabru pamachas huksharu. Upoka shame sheiva minayu. Okay, if you look at the last words of 65, kikvar huksher bashoka. It already became kosher. What's that kosher? Not going to become unkosher. Even if it's stopped up now. Rabbi Yerucham, who was a Talmud of Rosh, told us on the Chavan Tziv Kovbog, Helek, hey, he's not so sure. He said, Nistapku. Some say it's got to be. So the Shulchan Aruch, Haskins, like the Rosh, Simon Reish, Aleph Yosef Nun Beis, okay, he says you can have a certain size, shofaris hanod, the certain size of the connecting pipe. Once it connected for a minute, okay, however, the Shach writes in the Kuf Yud Bey in 68, and therefore, that's why we do take the plug of the pipe, the cork out. Okay, so that's our shofar. Last thing, another way to do it. The Shach says that because you're in Rucham, we're super about it. Lechatchila, we should be machum. The evidence is good. Not going to pass the tefillah, but we'll try to set up the mikveh. That won't be a problem. Okay. The last thing is that so you had hamshocha, the kasha, the city water, and kashoka, and then you have what's called zriya. Zriya is something else. Zriya is basically overflow. You set up the mikveh in such a way where you have 40 saw, and you add rainwater to the 40 saw such that now that bore gets high and overflows into the next one. It's called Zriya, it overflows. Okay, that's the Mishnah Mikvos, Paragvav, Mishnah Ches, the Smile of Mayim, and so on. Achi yardu l'tachtar arboim saw. It overflows into the bore where that also works. Okay, that also works. It's called Zriya. Well, no, you have your 40 saw pit, and now you pour, you pour shuvim, city water. You pour shuvim into the mem saw, so now overflows into the bor tvila. Right, that overflows. So you have a lot more. What? Then even if they're not connected, it's still good. We do both. We set it up that way, it overflows when we first fill it, and we have the connection. Okay, then that. As the Rambam says, let's look at the Rambam. Eric Dalad Halacha Vav fills me well. Second one, second one. Avol mikveh sheyesh bo mem saw mayim she'en in shuvim. Veshav bekad veshav v'chol kol kulo kosher. Okay, he already has the 40 saw, and he says, lo, oh, not only that. Avol mikveh elyon, you have a higher mikveh sheyesh bo mem saw mayim kosher. Why am I malah be cleave and also talk about a year but my be your dole mikva tachto mem so or tachto kosher. Now more than 40 saw fell into the lower mikva, but that more than 40 saw is not all rainwater because you're pouring in. That's what makes it overflow. Oh, see, revayah, right? Overflow, right? So that's good. That's a shofar us as well. And then Moshe Feinstein writes in Tshuva, okay, that we try to do it both ways. We have it called the bor hashoka or bor zriya. Okay, what we do is the bor hashoka, you know, the what I mentioned before, that doesn't have any rainwater poured in. I'm sorry, that doesn't have any city water poured in. It's that which is connected through that pipe, through that tube, okay, where the stopper is, where the plug is. That bore behind that, that's called the bore hashaka, that's only rainwater. It's connected to the bore trila, you mentioned before. I guess there's some exchange of water, but basically the water in that behind there is pure rainwater. Follow? But in addition, we always also build the mikveh, bore zriya, okay, which also had 40 saw. That, when they filled up the mikveh, they poured the hose into that bor zriya until that overflowed. That's what filled the other thing. So we do both. And then it's also, they keep it stopped up when that's happening. But then you open it up, so you have both. You have the hashem. That's our Moshe writes in Tzubach, Yoridei Chelek Aleph. You can Moshe Yoridei Chelek Aleph, Sim Kuf Yud Aleph. He said, really, either one works, Hashaka or zriya. Okay, but he said, Lachena Maisa, Im Efshar Ben Nakel, Lasso Shtei Boros. Okay, you can do it in such a way you have two. You always have a bore, hashoka, which is pure rainwater, which is just connected through that pipe in the water toggle, and you set it up with a bore. If that can be done, not a great expense and so on, then our motion recommends to do that. So those are the three ways to tower my shooting that we do, all three. Okay, we have hashoka, we have shoka, we have zriya. It's an overview. I'm really just trying to give you Rashi Prokim. Tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, we'll talk about tefillah in natural water, the river, the ocean, something like that. Okay? Good.